This is Jeff Live from Palisadro, and you're listening to KKRN 88.5 on the FM dial.
Hey, good afternoon. The time is 12:01, and you are listening to KKRN 88.5 FM. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain, and what a beautiful day up here on the mountain it is. And I got some beautiful people in the studio with me today. I have a new group that is called Johnson Blythe. And today we have Johnson Blythe in the studio, as well as Martin is going to grace us with their style of music. And let's just go ahead and introduce everybody.
Okay.
Everybody?
If we would start on that side of the room. Hal, go ahead.
Hey, I'm Hal Johnson. Hello, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. And we're here to have a good time. Hope you do, too.
I'm Martin Boyce. Thanks for joining us.
And I am Joseph Blythe, and thank you for listening to Brother Shane on KKRN.
Yes, and thank you all for coming up and joining us today. This is the show right before Thanksgiving, so I thought this was a great Thanksgiving treat, was to bring you up some folks that would took the time and energy to come up the mountain to entertain us. And Johnson Blythe, they're a new group. What was the style of music you called your...
We call it a folky tonk.
Folky tonk.
Yeah, we don't know what that means, but yeah. We have a lot of fun with it. We started out with Hal doing. Hal does a lot of the open mic nights in town, and is really good for the local musicians. And as a local musician, I thought I'd play with him a little bit and pay him back for all that hard work that he does, and he's willing to put up with me. So we have a lot of fun, and we had our first gig. We've never had a rehearsal. We rehearse on stage, and it works. Seems to work best for us. So,
all right. So you're more of a live stage band than a studio band.
Huh? Much like the Dead, yeah.
Okay. Are we going to hear some Dead today?
No, you won't hear any Dead, but you will. You will hear some improvising going on throughout.
Okay, well, just for any of our listeners, I know we do have a Grateful Dead hour at 3 o'clock today. So,
yeah, and we love the Dead. So,
it's yeah, we do. Yeah, okay. So we brought you up here to hear some originals and cover songs.
We're going to do a little bit of cover songs and some you may never have heard of before, and some may be familiar to you. Hal knows a lot of obscure musicians that he likes to cover, and I have fun playing on those. And so it's you'll hear a little bit of a mix of everything today. A
few originals in the mix there.
All right. Well, how about if we just get the bugs worked out of you and just start off with a tune?
Let's do it.
You want to angel eyes? Sounds good. One, okay. 2, 3, 4.
I saw your face, cut my lifeline, wind drifting through space. And I saw an angel, and I saw my fate. I floated away, cross an ocean, I dreamed her name. I followed an angel down through the gates. And I can thank God it was not too late. I I'll sing a little song of loneliness, someone to make me smile. Another round for everyone, I'm here for a little while. Now I'm walking this street on my own, but she's with me everywhere I go. Yeah, I've found an angel, I've found my place. I can only thank God it was not too late. I can only thank God it was not too late. I can only thank God it was not too late.
All right. That was nice, fellas.
Thank you. I think I cut Joe out of a whole solo there, though. Sorry, Joe.
That's all right. You can make
it. No, I'm not
anything.
Nervous.
I make it up. I'm always solo.
So how long has Johnson Blythe been together now?
I think since October 5th.
I think so.
Oh, so this October is pretty recently. Now, how I know that you're a Americana folk musician for quite a while now, but Joe, I've always known you as a rocker.
Yeah, I mean, rock is my mainstay. I like the rock and the jazz rock, but I've always liked this music, and I've always enjoyed it, and I've never had a chance to play it, so it tests me every day. Every time we play, it's a whole new test for me. So
I never knew that he owned an acoustic guitar until he showed up.
Well, that was me. That every time I seen Joe, he's slinging around that electric guitar, yeah. And so just let the audience know that... Joe Blythe, he is on the lead guitar, and Hal Johnson's on the rhythm and vocals, and Martin, he's in the back there on the snare drum and cajon, sitting on the cajon, and he's got the cowbell set up.
That's a nice cajon he's got there.
Nice cajon.
Yeah, nice cajon there, Martin. Yeah.
Martin's got all the cajons in this band.
Okay, and this is a family show, so that's as far as we can take that. Hey, guys, thanks for coming up, and now that, we've broken the ice, Where can people see it? Where are you going to be performing next?
Well, next Wednesday, we will be out at the California Brewing Company. They kind of gave us our big start. Hal had a show out there, and I said, hey, would you want someone to sit in with you? He goes, really? Would you do that? And I said, sure. So we played the Picnic in the Park, which I believe you were there. Magic yeah. Bus did. And then we ended
Cystic
up
fibrosis
went out there.
Of it.
Right.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Went out there and played the night with Hal, and that kind of started Johnson Blythe, right?
Yeah,
there.
That next Wednesday, that is going to be Wild Card's third anniversary.
Really?
Yeah, they're going to be doing like 3 days of events.
Nice.
Yeah, they can check them out somehow. I don't know. I'm sure they got a Facebook.
Out to the open mic night, right? The gals from Wild Card.
Yeah, they're planning on coming out, I believe, December 10th, I think.
Open mic night being at the
that's
brewery.
At the California Brewing Company.
The California Brewing Company, that's in the Palisadro Shopping Center there.
Right, yeah, next to Holiday. We like to have other acts come in, and we usually play a set, and we try to showcase one of our friends and have them get up. Sarah Hoxie was there last Wednesday, and she did a great
job. With him on?
No, it was just Sarah by herself. Yeah, yeah. And we've had a couple other people.
Aaron Friedman came in last night.
Aaron Friedman was there.
Oh, right.
So we're trying to give back to the community of music and singers and songwriters and let them have a little bit of a showcase, and gives us a chance for a little longer right. break.
Aaron Friedman with Still Married?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Very very generous. He gave me my first step beyond open mic, really, inviting me into her City Hall singer-songwriter showcase. So always feel indebted to her.
Yeah, that's the way the musicians are up here in the North State. They take you under the arm, you become family, and they help get you around, don't they?
it is true, and they care about each other, but they also care about the community, and that's the nice thing about the. Some people don't know that about the musicians in town, that we get a bad rep because we're musicians, but in reality, we do a lot, and the musicians do a lot to help people, and my nod of the hat to everybody out there that's gone out there and done a free gig in the name of something that was good.
Oh, yeah, well, there's a lot of that happens up here in Shasta and Tehama and Trinity County and Siskiyou. Musicians in the North State, they're such giving folks, and heck, I wouldn't have a program, actually, if it wasn't for the giving of the musicians. Everything I have on this program that I play is from local musicians and from the Oak Song Society. They give me music, too, and I'm grateful for the local musicians, too. They make me sound good. All I got to do is push the button. So, well, thanks, guys.
As local musician, we're very grateful to have you as a voice for us, Shane. You've
done so much
for the local music community, and I know you put me on the air a couple of years ago, and I've always appreciated that.
Yeah, so. Well, you know, that's KKRN. We're community radio.
That's it, man. Yeah. Great radio.
If you are a local musician out there and want your music heard on KKRN, you can send it to us at P.O. Box 188. That's in Montgomery Creek, 96065. You can also find that information at our KKRN.org webpage. Promotion there for us. And you know, while the musicians are speaking among themselves, I'm just going to do a little. Oh, that's cool, guys. We are a all-volunteer nonprofit community radio station, and we are on air because of your listening dollars. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to become part of our KKRN family, you can do so anytime at kkrn.org. That's our homepage. Just click on the donate button. It'll take you to a safe and secure site. And while you're there at that homepage, you can check out our program schedule. You'll not find programming like ours anywhere else in Shasta County or any other place that I've found. Our music and our news programming is unsurpassed. This is personal opinion. I don't know if I should throw a disclaimer in on that or not. But, yeah, I think we got it going on. And I'd like to thank everybody that has made us a success, such as Johnson Blythe. And we're going to go hot on the mic, guys. You got another tune picked out for us?
We have one by a fellow, Shane, that I believe you're quite familiar with. This is a Jonathan Foster song.
Oh, is that right? What a compliment to Jonathan.
Well, you know, when I Jonathan's another fellow that I really owe a debt of gratitude to. He approached me after my third ever open mic, after I hadn't played in public for 30 years, and offered me a chance to open for him at one of his gigs. And I thought that was really brave of him.
Well, I know Jonathan, he's a talented musician, and he knows talents, and hell, yeah, he picked good.
Yeah. Well, it might have been the couple of beers I bought him, I'm not sure.
That's always a help, a warmer upper.
I'm just kidding, Jonathan. But anyway, this is one of my favorite songs of his. It happens to be one of his older songs. I fell in love with it one day after about the fifth time I listened to it. It's Rain in July by Jonathan Foster. 1, 2, 3, 4. My love,
shimmering like rain on concrete. On your journey, may you have no pain beneath your feet. And in your soul, all is thumping like a world beat. Now I'm leaving, oh, 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 like the rain in July.
Johnson Blythe, and you're listening to them on KKRN, your community radio station. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios up here on Round Mountain. And Hal, that was a great cover song of Jonathan Foster's. Jonathan's listening. I know he did him proud, man. That was good. The vocals, and I like your guys' little rendition of it. That's really right on. You're saying that must have been a much older song of Jonathan's.
Because you probably know most of them, don't you?
I do. We play Jonathan a lot here. He's a great supporter of my radio, my little program, as well as KKRN at large. And Susan, his wife, she's one of my personal heroes. She works over here at Hill Country Clinic, and they're great supporters of us, too. But back to the music. Hey, so you guys want to say hello to anybody in particular?
Well,
now's the time to do it.
As a unit. Johnson Blythe, we would like to throw just a nod of the hat to the folks down there at California Brewing for giving us a break and giving us a chance. They're great people down there, and we love them all.
You guys play down there on a regular basis? Or
on Wednesday nights, almost every Wednesday
night. We're essentially the house band on Wednesdays there now, with the guest showcase going on there.
Right.
Yeah, they have a music going on there other nights of the week, too, I know, but Wednesday night is... Open mic night, huh?
No, Thursday night is open mic night. Wednesday night is Johnson Blythe Showcase, and that's where we have guests come in and do a set with us. But the Thursday night open mic, Hal is, what do you say, he's a victim of his own success. They were turning people away at the door.
That's a testimony. That's really great.
He does a great job, and he gives so much to the community, you know, and it's... What we have to do in this community, and in the many music community, is you got to stick together, because there's no need for jealousy, and you know, no band is better than any other band. They're all great. They all put their heart into it, and they're all out there doing the music that they love to do. And if you can support local music in any way, please do, and support stations like this one that support the local music. We can never have too much music in this world. If we had a little less hate and a little more music, we'd be a lot better off. So,
boy, that's well said, Joe. I'm going to have to agree with that 100% there. Hey, gosh.
Perched.
What was that?
experts.
I'd like to shout out to Susanna Aragon. I know she's listening. She's okay. My new gal. She's
oh, hell right there. Then,
gotta make sure I mention her now.
You better mention her, or we'll be looking for a new Martin.
That Martin, the drummer, he's in
Susie
the background.
Q.
And, as the drummers often are, but not in the background and musical talent, Martin. I really like that little addition to that you're backing them up with the beats, the way I'm putting it. And that's really right. And, so once again, we're in the studio, KKRN studio, Locomotion Machine, Johnson Blythe. And Martin, do you perform with these guys all of the time as well?
I have been. Hal asked me to sit in with them one time, and they sort of conscripted me.
Does that mean they're paying you?
Or? I'm sure.
On the way up here in Joe's Jaguar, the doors don't even open from the inside.
We were letting them.
It's much like a cop car. Musicians.
All right.
But we told them at least we didn't put you in the bus with the roadies, you know. So.
But I love playing with Hal. I played with him before, and quite a while before Joe jumped in, and so.
Yeah, actually, Joe and I only played one gig together, and then Martin joined us. So Martin's been with us almost
Or rehearsal, that's what we call them, rehearsals.
Yeah. Rehearsals, our live rehearsals. Yeah.
And we want to just say that Martin plays with the
Blackwell
Brothers Band and also Lady E and the Essentials.
Lady E and the Essentials.
He also plays with some other folks, and I play with Magic Bus. We're all involved, except for Hal does his... He's got his open mic and stuff, so it keeps him busy.
Yeah, yeah. And I know all you guys are busy. And
I think we have an upcoming show, don't we?
We do. We have a show at the
post office
on Saturday, the 28th of Thanksgiving.
November.
28th of Thanksgiving. The whole month of November should be Thanksgiving.
That's next Saturday, right?
That's next Saturday.
Yeah, not this coming Saturday.
Now I'm
nervous.
Joe, I think you may have a target fixation on that turkey. I think that's
the turkey, yeah. I'm thinking turkey and chocolate.
All right, well, now, you know, it's lunchtime, so got me going. Hey, you guys, are you ready for another tune?
We're gonna actually do one that was penned by my partner over there, Hal Johnson, and this is called Perched.
Sunset and everything seems wrong. Seems my life has turned into a tired old country song. Stand and pull up my collar against the coming freeze. Wondering about the nature of desire versus need. There's a red-tailed hawk hanging in that tree, surveying his situation. I wonder if his life is hard or just a long vacation. Would I want to take his place? Would I miss what I have now? Would my neighbors still know me as I screech along the owl? This moment, a man without a creed, a sailor without a vessel, and a cowboy with no steed. Well, the woods keep getting thicker, things are growing just out of sight. Don't know if I get up tomorrow, but then again, I just might. Got to learn to keep my heart open, even as time. Know the tree line from the sky. Now self-pity
this can't be good, what's between me and you? Sometimes I wonder about the end, when it comes my time to die. Will I just fade away, or be a polecat spitting in a tiger's eye? I stand alone this moment, a man without a creed, a sailor without a vessel, and a cowboy with no steed. Well, the woods keep getting thicker, things are crawling just out of sight. Don't know if I'll get up tomorrow, but then again I just might. Got to keep my heart open, even as time marches by. Got to give as well as I can take, tree line from the sky. Got to keep my heart open, even as time marches by. Got to give as well as I can take, know the tree line from the sky.
Studio Locomotion with Shane on KKRN 88.5 FM, and you're listening to Johnson Blythe, a, what were we calling you, got folkabilly, Americana, folky tonk. Yeah, there ain't no billy in there.
You know
yet,
what it is? It's just it's just acoustic music is really all we're really doing, and it's kind of a break from having to move all the band gear and loading all the PA and the gear, and we let Hal do all that work, and that's why he's, you know, got the first name in there, Johnson Blythe.
It's, oh,
he got
that
because
the
he
honors.
Moves all the gear.
First but, name comes with responsibility. We had a caller during your song there that they wanted to remain anonymous, but they wanted me to let you know they're really digging your sound, and
I thought
that was really cool. Yeah.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's
I usually don't take calls while people are playing. I just grab that phone when that pretty light shined on. But
it's something shiny and sparkly, and
that's
it's just
right.
Fun.
Yeah, yes. So, well, you're listening to Locomotion. The time is 12:30. You guys want to take a quick little break? Are you doing good?
I'm good for another one if you want to do another.
All right. Yeah.
One.
Good. Gosh. We'll, you know, we'll, I know our listeners. They just soon. They soon hear music than me talking, and I feel I'm on the same page on that. So whenever you guys are ready, whatever you want to do.
But you sound good when you're talking on the air, Shane. What are you talking about?
Thanks for that, Joe. You're a great liar. I mean, a great friend. All right.
And we want to thank you though for having us on here today and taking a chance with a brand new band that's out there, kind of having some fun with it. We're not too serious about it, but. We do like to have fun with what we're doing, and we really appreciate you having us on the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you, Joe.
Getting our name out there a little bit.
Speaking of serious, I bet most actually has come in here actually do their set list before they arrive.
Yeah.
But, you know, what fun is that?
Come on, folks. We are an improv band, and we improv our set list as we go. We do everything improv.
It kind of is the mood strikes.
Well, you know, I've noticed that it does seem like when they do show up that they've got everything lined up, but as the program progresses, it... They ease up, and it just turns like friends on the front porch, and you just never know which way things are going to turn, which is very cool.
I would like to throw a shout-out out there real quick to my son, Devlin, who is out in Arizona training and hopefully getting a chance to listen. He's been in your studio before, and it's one of his lifetime memories is being on the air with Dad and Shane.
Oh, how fun.
So he, just a nod of the hat. Love you, buddy.
Yeah, right. That's cool. And... Oh, you know, Hal, I was going to ask you, you mentioned that you weren't out on the public's earshot for 30 years, and have you been back on the stage scene very long since that?
It's come December, it'll be 2 years since I did my first open mic,
Wow, well, gosh, you're sounding great, man. I'm glad you made it back.
Thanks. I have to give, you know, a lot of big thank you to several people and the Shasta County music community, folks like Casey Johnson, who came in and play guitar alongside me my very first open mic on his night off. He was a bartender at that place and came in on his night off. Open mic host Michael Kielick and Mark Maccabee, both very encouraging. Jonathan Foster, I've already mentioned, he's been a great help. It's a little strange to have a mentor who's young enough to be your offspring, but, you know, that's the way it works when you take 30 years off. Yeah. Erin Friedman, I mentioned before, she's a wonderful. She's like the aunt to the acoustic music scene in Shasta County. Richard Morris has always been generous with his encouragement, another
great guy
good with advice. And Eileen McInnes, who gave me my first real live gig behind open mics or opening for someone, always be indebted to her, great lady.
Awesome voice on that lady right there.
Yeah, great singer herself. And Martin gets to play in a band with her sometimes.
That's right.
All right.
Hey. The Essentials.
Right, well, I'm sure everybody appreciates your appreciation.
Well, I certainly hope so.
Hey, Al. You're so modest.
Turn the wheel.
They're talking amongst themselves as they pick their next song. I'm just going to take the opportunity to...
That's the sea shanty.
Thank you for tuning in to KKRN. Are you ready to go, guys?
No, we're going to do a sea shanty. It's not a sea shanty. It's what I call it because it's a joke, but it's kind of an Americana song.
Is this
a Hal Ketchum song that he made kind of his comeback album after his mainstream country stardom had faded. Kind of reestablished himself as a songwriter and a little more folk influence. And this is called Turn of the Wheel. 1, 2, 3, 4. English, I kneel in his chapel, a face forward in lashes for stealing his apples. Live his tavern, die in his fields. Drink to his health and the turn of the wheel. Michael's my name, I was born in this clatter, 25 years. If nothing's a matter, it's hard to become very much of a man. When you're walking around with your hat in your hand, I speak the king's English, I kneel in his chapel, a face forward in lashes for stealing his apples, a live his tavern. Sooner buy my dear Rosie a locket and leave this here countryside dry to the bone. Well, pour me another one, here's to the throne. I speak the king's English, I kneel in his chapel, a face forded lashes for stealing his apples. I live in his tavern, die in his fields. Well, drink to his health and the turn of the wheel. Castle of stone,
a withered old monarch lies sleeping alone. Well, I'm here at this tavern, my rose on my knee. Well, I know it's one of us I'd rather be. I speak the king's English, I kneel in his chapel. A face forded lashes for stealing his apples. I live in his tavern, die in his fields. Or drink to his health and the turn of the wheel. I speak the king's English, I kneel in his chapel. A face forded lashes for stealing his apples. I live in his tavern, die in his fields. Or drink to his health and the turn of the wheel. I drink to his health and the turn of the wheel.
Done, Johnson Blythe, and you're listening to it on KKRN 88.5 FM, Locomotion Machine. And I am Shane Hutchins. I'm your host for the next 20 more minutes. I want to thank y'all for tuning in on this pre-Thanksgiving show. And hey, you guys are all local folks, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hang on, I got a caller that's trying to call in.
Okay.
I'm going to just put him on hold for a
minute.
Let's
embarrass him. We can embarrass him.
Well, can we do that live on air? Hey, I'll put you on hold for a second, caller. So anyhow, sorry, guys. I know it's one of your fans. And
Well, maybe we should take that call, Shane.
Should we take that call?
Let's see what it is. Or is it, this ought to, could be entertaining on the airwaves.
Okay, yeah. Well, let's see.
If or I could can be somebody. Well, wait a minute. It could be somebody that has the dirt on us.
That's fine.
Is there dirt to be had?
What the heck?
All the dirt's out there anyway.
We should talk about that prior to the program. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm pushing all these buttons here to see if we can get this phone up in here.
Hold on, caller. We're going to try to get to you.
Is this a first caller, show? You are on air live with Johnson Blythe.
Hi there.
Are you there, caller?
Is our caller?
Oh, here, let me push this green button
here.
Here
we go.
Get him
are you there now, caller?
Okay, how about now? Hello, caller, you're on air with Johnson Blythe.
Hello?
Hello, let's see, are we the red phone?
We scared him off.
I think Shane's playing with us. Oh, there we go.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, hi there. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
Yes, hi, Shane.
Hey, how's it going? You got something you want to talk to the boys about?
Yes, I just want to tell Harold, his very proud baby sister, is listening to them down in Ventura, California, and they sound great.
All right. You're going to have to tell me which one Harold is.
I'm thinking it's Hal over there.
There's a whole story about that, but okay, Harold is actually Hal. Yeah.
That is so very cool. You called.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Sandy. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
So, look at that. We are, that just goes to show you that KKRN, we're heard, we do stream, and that's...
worldwide,
big
baby.
Big sister was streaming, huh? Worldwide.
Yeah, and that was, I know my sister, and I think that was 80% because she's really proud of me, and 20% because she wanted to let the whole world know that my name is actually Harold.
Well, that's what sisters, big sisters.
There's a little story about that.
About.
A couple of years after my dad died, I was having coffee with my mom, and it just occurred to me. I never asked him. I said, "Mom, how did you and Dad decide on my name?" And my mom, who's like the sweetest person on the earth, I mean, everybody loved her. She looks right at me pointedly and says, "I never did like your name."
Is that why she called you Bud? Or
No, she always called me Harold. But
yeah.
She said, my dad marched in. That was before fathers were in the delivery room, of course. My dad walked in and announced that he wanted to name me Harold. He was a big fan of Harold Lloyd, the silent film star and comedian. So that's how I ended up with Harold, and my mom never liked it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to introduce my musical partner, Harold Johnson.
Yes, all right.
I mean,
and now it's no longer an inside story.
Yeah, wow. Your sister just gave you up, right?
Yeah, my sister, talking about dirt. There you go.
Yeah. Right. Well, you were right. You were correct. They had dirt on you. I'm glad none of my family called in.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll screen the next one, huh?
We better screen those, yeah.
All right, well, I want to thank our listening audience for tuning in to Locomotion Machine and Johnson Blythe in the studio. We got about 15 more minutes left, guys. Told. And
we'd like to do another song. This was a song that was written by Harold. And but
the word that's in my mind right now, I can't say on the
yeah,
air.
Yeah, yeah. Thank gosh Shane we're on the air. Yes. But he played this song for me a while back, and he said, you know, I got four verses in this song, and I'm just not sure if I want to keep them all. And I said, well, let's listen to them. And one was about his life as a young man. One was about his son, which I love that verse. And one was about his dad. And I really related to this song, me and having a son I'm very proud of, and having a dad that was no longer with me. It really, and then the one verse that really got me was the one about losing a friend. And I lost my best friend, Pete Kinner, years ago to cancer. And I really relate to this song. I really like it, and I think you folks will like it too.
One, two, three, four. You know what? This is embarrassing. Right here on live radio.
Get that capo out.
I remembered I have to use a capo on this. Harold has to use a capo on this one.
At least he knows what a capo is for.
Yeah, most of the time. You know how to tell you're at a folk festival, right? The capos outnumber the guitars.
No disrespect to you folks.
Yeah, none at all, none at all. I don't want anybody beating me up when I get back to Reading. One, two, three, four. I'm thinking about my son. He was 5 years old. He asked me to read him a story. And I said no. I thought at the time I had too much to do. But it's plain as a day now that wasn't true. As a young man, I got in with this crowd. They made all the right moves, and their parties were loud. They were fun to hang out with, but they had no soul. Now when it comes to friendship, I know what time is told. Stood by a friend on his last day. No one else beside him, no one to pray. He just wanted to talk, so I pulled up a chair. And I listened to his stories till he wasn't there. Well, if I knew then what I know now is what we sometimes say. But it's hard to find those lessons when life gets in the way. We set out on our journey, looking for that pot of gold.
guessing the lessons that time has told. Dad didn't say much, but took me everywhere. Sometimes I wondered if silence meant he didn't care. I look back on those days and see that I was wrong. Cause there's more than one way to sing that song. Well, if I knew then what I know now is what we sometimes say. But it's hard to find those lessons when life gets in the way. We set upon our journey looking for that pot of gold, missing the lessons that time has told. Yeah, we're missing the lessons that time has told.
All right, and that was Hal Johnson of Johnson Blythe. New duet that, well, and with Martin, a duet slash trio.
Yeah. We're a do trio.
Yeah, and you can hear them on a, I guess, semi-regular basis at Cal Brew House.
At California Brewing House,
Wednesdays. Yeah. What time do you guys go on stage?
We get down there to Bug Sheila about, 6:30, I think we start. We play till about 9:30.
And now the weather's getting a little colder. You guys are coming inside?
We are inside. They do have heaters out there again. They had heaters before that someone decided they wanted more than them.
Oh, that's
and so now they've got some new heaters there and
chained down and bolted down.
And I tell you, we have a blast playing down there because the people there, Christina and Sheila and Tracy and Jack and Frank, they treat us like family. And so we really enjoy playing there. And we have a lot of fun with it. We hope that the people that come out and listen have a lot of fun and enjoy it. It's about fun. You know me, Shane, I like to have a good time, and that's what it's all about. And we joke with the audience and we have fun. And last night we had a semi little rehearsal there before they had open mic night. And it was just Hal and I, Martin couldn't make it, but we got about a third of the way through a song. And one of us, I'm not going to say who, Hal, messed up. And he kind of looked at me and I said, you know what? Stop. And he stopped and he looks at me and I go, you guys don't mind if we start over again because we're kind of rehearsing. They go, no, go ahead. We liked what we were hearing. So the crowd itself there seems to really support the music and that's what it's all about. Yeah. You know, like I said, with music in the world, it's a better place. And
yeah. How that, speaking about being a better place, that just last song you wrote and sang is beautiful. And being a father, I know it's sometimes hard to take directions from our fathers, as I was a hard-headed young man at one time. And sometimes when you do get that experience behind you, it's hard to relay that to the next generation. But I think you did real well in that song. That was well written and it was touching.
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
And he had to leave all four of those verses in there. He couldn't.
Okay, well, we got another caller calling, and uh-oh. I guess we're going to.
Are we going to put them on the air?
We're going to try to put them on air if I can bring up this system right. You know?
All right, if you're calling right now, we're trying to put you on the air. If we lose you, call Shane's private number.
Yeah, there is. Okay. Let's see if we can bring you up on air there. Hello, caller. You're on air with Howard Johnson on Locomotion Machine.
Hi. My name is Betty Johnson.
Well, hi. What was your name?
Betty Johnson.
Okay, hey, Betty Johnson. We got a Johnson in the studio, huh?
I know. That's my nephew.
Oh. We got family calling. You know, KKRN, we are a listener-supported radio station. Are you here to make a pledge?
Not right now, but I just wanted you to tell Hal or Harold that me and his uncle are really enjoying the program.
Oh, that's sweet. Right, that's family calling in. That's thanks.
Thank you so much, Aunt Betty. What this proves is my two musical partners, nobody loves them.
Right. We love Aunt Betty, though. Aunt Betty, we love you.
Yeah, but they love you, Aunt Betty.
Thank you for
Aunt
calling.
Betty, yeah, thanks,
thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that. Bye, Harold.
Bye, Aunt Betty.
Harold is not going away. Harold is here to stay.
I ignore people when they call me that, like old friends. I don't want to call myself.
That's okay.
Hi, this is Joe's cousin Bob.
Hey,
I really like what he's doing there on the air. That's great. No, that Harold guy is pretty good too.
Yeah. You're listening to the Locomotion Machine and the antics of Johnson Blythe, and got Martin in the studio here. I'm backing him up, and we only got about 5 minutes left. Why don't you guys say your goodbyes now, and we can just go out with a song. Before you say your goodbyes, I do have a announcement I need to make about the Oak Song Music Society. They were having a concert tonight at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, and it was going to be folk and blues American original Chris Smithers and Chris Smither, no S on there, just Chris Smither, and Chris had a health issue, and he's not going to be able to make it, and they've had to cancel that concert. And the Oak Song Music Society wants people to know that they're going to take care of you. If you already bought a ticket, and if you got it with a credit card, you can get refunded there at the Music Connection on Bocelli Lane. And if they're also going to be at the Pilgrim Congregational Church, some members of the Oak Song Society, so if you do show up to that concert, they'll be able to give you an exchange for a future show or give you your money back. But like I say, if you paid with a credit card, you got to have to do that at the Music Connection. And their next scheduled concert is going to be on the January 16th. And oh boy, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be the acclaimed folk music singer, storyteller, and multi-instrumentalist John McCutcheon. And that's going to be a great one. And I also wanted to let the folks up here, next week is Thanksgiving, and we know sometimes the holidays are not always friendly to everybody. Sometimes our family members are spread far and apart, we have a group up here on the mountain. It's the Upcountry Seniors, and if you are a local community member, and you're 50 years and older, and you find that families, far apart this Thanksgiving, they're going to invite you to the free holiday meal on November 24th. That's going to be next Tuesday at the Mountain Community Center in Round Mountain on 299E, and it's going to take place at 1 p.m. So 50 years and older, don't eat that turkey dinner alone. You come on down to the Mountain Community Center and join the rest of the your community, and that's a free dinner. So thanks to Upcountry Seniors for that. And guys, let's say goodbye to your ever-growing listening audience.
Well, at least Hal's family's listening.
So. Yeah, see, when we make our CD, we know at least two people.
At least two people are going to get one. Yeah, that's for sure.
Right, thanks, Sandy and Aunt Betty.
We would like to give a nod of hat to all the great men and women out there serving our country. We respect you guys very much for standing on that wall when we're sitting here living our life of freedom. So God bless you all, and hope you have a good holiday season no matter where you're at in this great big world of ours. You're always in our hearts. So.
Right on, Joe. And Martin, you want to shout out to anybody?
Just want to say hi to my family and friends out there, and everybody that's been supporting us and coming to see us and having fun with us.
Right on. Thanks, man. Hal?
And, you know, I thank some people individually there. Also, if I didn't mention them before, really the reason I got started after 30 years of not playing in public again was my wife, Rhonda, and my son, Dylan. You know, when a 13-year-old tells his dad that, Dad, you ought to go do this in public, well, you tend to take it pretty seriously.
There you go.
So thank you, both of you, and I love you very much.
Okay, guys, let's just, we got like 2 minutes left. We'll just play that out, huh? And I'll remind everybody that I don't know if I'm going to be back next Friday. It's day after Thanksgiving. We'll see how much leftovers are, if I'm live or recorded. But thanks for showing up this week, guys. Take it. Keys of Rock coming up next.
All right. We'll do a cover, part of a cover by Andrew Duhon, young man from New Orleans. One, two, three, two.
Early morning, late afternoon, making good time now. Maybe I won't be too late. Well, I walked on and I walked on, till's about 5 miles out. A young man drove me the rest of the way. Think I'm getting somewhere now, but maybe it's just my way. Trying to find those things I left behind. Seems like just yesterday. Got $1.25 saved.
Programming on KKRN is made possible by listeners like you, and in part by anewscafe.com, where North State news, color, and commentary can be found online. The online news source brings regional writers and photographers together to give news that is positively North State, with universal topics too. Found online at anewscafe.com.